What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Podcast. I am here with my little brother, Quez, who joined me. Unfortunately, Chew couldn't make it today. He said he would send me some photos later telling me what was going on, why he couldn't make it. So tune in later on the show and you'll get to see exactly what is going on a beautiful Tuesday. Sorry, a little bit early, but it's all good. If you're watching, thank you for tuning in. We already got 4 viewers, man. That's awesome, bro.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's great. The great start already. That's the most we had in our whole lives. but this week, guys, we got a little cuisine for thought here, food for thought. Young gentleman here, something a little bit interesting. Oh, hello. Someone's playing music in the background. How about that? But just to give you an idea of who's here, I got a video here. Give me one sec. Here we go. Let's set this up real quick.
Conquista in McAllen, Texas. Here is their menu and their prices. I stopped by to try their new discada tacos, which are not very common in taquerias. They have a mix of bistec, pork, bacon, sausage, ham, and chorizo. And by now, it's no secret that these are my favorite tacos de tripa. I don't know how you guys like your tripa, but I prefer mine crispy and crunchy.
Listen to this crunch.
Bring them on. Oh.
These are just magnificent. I love these tacos. We've actually been here in the past a few times and tried different menu items, and it never disappoints. I've even stopped by.
Ladies and gentlemen, with us, Mr. Forkin himself. What is up, dude?
How's it going?
Oh my god, dude. Is this tacos no man, no, bro? No man, no, pues, two crunchy tripas.
Yeah.
What more do you want, man? Hey, Jesus.
Tripa.
No, below tripas, man. I believe it's a Mexican delicacy, bro.
Oh yeah.
Porque I mean, growing up, my dad make it in the backyard in the old school disco. And hijo es su madre, man. Could not wait for those bad boys to come out.
And it's a hard thing to find. Not everybody makes good tripas.
No,
as many as taquerias as we have, like, it's kind of hard to find some good tripas.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear. So we got you on our podcast today. Welcome, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, let's learn a little bit about you, man. And, start from the beginning, where you from and where you grew up.
Yeah.
And how do we come to the fork it guy?
I was born in San Juan. And I was raised in, I grew up in Las Milpas, in Far. Still there in Las Milpas. And I went to school. We belonged to the Hidalgo district. So
I
went to school, junior high school, Hidalgo.
Mm-hmm.
And before all this food stuff, I was a musician, actually, so music was going to be the way, thought. So I started worked at Guitar Center for a few years.
Really?
Yeah, from like 2007 to like 2013, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Lo de ahí me fui para Hermes Music. I was there for...
Check Hermes, bro. God damn, bro. Shout out to Hermes, man.
Shout out to Hermes Music. Yeah, I was there for another while. While I was there, fíjate que I was doing photography on the side, right?
Okay.
And since I was already like a little bit in the music world, mm-hmm. I was like wanting to do music videos for bands. Right. I had my camera and I would do vlogs just going around McAllen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the music, I did end up doing a few music videos, pero what really started taking off was like the food content.
Right.
I started making food videos, talking to business owners. I did a few videos here in Wesico, actually.
Yeah.
And Wesico has always shown love. So I love coming over here.
Shout out to
Wesico. And that's really what started taking off. So that's the direction I took, because that's where I would see like my creativity, I guess, paying off.
So you would do music before?
Yeah, I was a guitar player.
Oh, you're top. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm talking about.
Was. I dust it off once a year, restring it.
Gee, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's when you got into the food thing, I mean, growing up in Las Milpas, right?
Correct. Yeah. Shout out to Las Milpas.
Shout out to Las Milpas, man. Hey, it's a hidden gem of a bunch of tacarillas over there, man. Especially coming back from Mexico. Not that I've done it before, but I don't know. Finding those tacarillas on the way back home, they come in handy, bro.
You can't say no to tacos, bro.
Hell no, you can't,
especially
man.
Especially tripas. Well, tripas, I'm in.
So, going into the food thing, I mean, after doing the musician, being a musician for a while as far as a guitar player, working at Hermes, working at a guitar center, I mean, what made you want to go straight to the food thing?
It was a bit of a slow turn.
Okay.
See, because I bought my first camera when we had our first kid.
Okay.
My first daughter. We're like, instead of, because we wanted to do photo shoots every month as she grew. So I was like, well, it makes sense if we just buy the camera, then hire somebody every month.
Right. Yeah.
And from there, it was like, okay, now I want to start doing pictures like for people that need any kind of photography.
Right.
And then it moved to like, okay, now let me start getting into video. It was kind of like just morphing. Right.
Right.
And then I was like watching like, I guess, shows like Food Network and stuff like that, and seeing like more documentary style
the food porn
videos. Yeah.
Man versus food.
Man versus food. Oh, my favorite
one. And when we would go out of town, our rule was we have to eat stuff that's only available in that city. You know what I mean? Rather than fast food and stuff.
Sort of like a mom and pop shop.
Yeah, mom and pop. So we started kind of like falling in love with mom and pop places.
Right.
And then there was kind of like a movement here in the Valley that started around that time, also like 2010, por ahí, when like the first food trucks started popping up. And that's when I started taking notice, and I was like, damn, like the food scene here is kind of changing. And like they say, like we're like 10 years behind like the Austin scene. So
yeah.
I was like, it seems like we're kind of catching up. It started getting more interesting. So I started doing interviews first with coffee shop owners because I already knew a couple.
Okay.
So that was like my way in.
Right.
And people started to like it. People started recognizing me for it. And I was like, okay, people are connecting.
Yeah.
But not everybody drinks coffee.
Well, yeah.
Everybody
non-drink coffee people.
Everybody's a foodie. So I was like, let me try to replicate the same thing through food and started knocking on doors. And some people would reach back. Some people would just like not even answer my messages. If some of these business owners check, there's probably some messages from me from like 5 or 6 years ago that they just never responded. But people really started connecting with the food stuff, and it was more of like telling the stories behind the dishes, like how they started their I guess struggles and victories in the restaurant business, and I learned a lot, man, talking to all these business owners and just the passion that goes behind what they do, especially with like all the barbecue people. Like I had no idea the work that would go into like brisket and all that. And, and I started talking to people like, Josh from Tico's Barbecue, and the dudes from Teddy's Barbecue. I really befriended those guys.
I can really tell that you're really into the barbecue scene. Cause the pictures you put up, like that one picture I put up for the trailer.
Yeah.
You have brisket on there. I think you had a couple of pollos on there, fajita. I'm like, damn, bro, this guy eats the good stuff, bro.
Yeah. And you know what? The first time I went to Teddy's, I was there to interview Joel, the owner.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I guess, what really set the bar for me, right? What good barbecue was,
you know what I mean?
Because before, I rarely craved barbecue. When we would go to Austin, we would make a stop here or there and Salt Lake and all those.
Right.
But it was whatever to me, right? And then Salt Lake, if it's your favorite, like, no offense.
We got a message from Salt Lake.
they used to be an official sponsor. But yeah, that kind of set the bar. And I just started wanting to visit more and more barbecue spots. And
right.
And yeah, man, it's been a journey.
So you're more of a barbecue guy.
I think I'm pickier with barbecue than I ever was. And it's probably one of the foods that I'm the pickiest with.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot then. I'm going to put you on the spot here, man.
Let's go.
I mean, there's a lot of great barbecue places that I've been. I mean, just
and facial. Also not so great barbecue. Yeah,
I'm going to get some facial reactions. Let me zoom in on Ismael here. No, I mean, I've been to my heart and soul barbecue place that I've gone to so many times growing up,
yep,
through the 90s all the way to now. Was Willoughby's was the one that, you know, the home of the great potato. Oh.
And that's in
Alamo.
Alamo,
not the one in Edinburgh. Not that I don't like going to the one in Edinburgh, but I do. My heart's in Alamo with Mr. Willie himself. But yeah, I mean, that one, I've been also to, well, wasn't a really big fan of barbecues. I just didn't really like it. But I mean, what's the name of the other one that's right here on
Barbecues are right.
Yeah,
but what's the chain?
It's the what's that? Is it Moon?
Smoking Moon.
Smoking Moon.
Okay.
Beaten there. I was pretty impressed by it.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? My taste buds are different to yours. I can already see the facial reaction already. So, I mean, from your top three, let's just go your top three.
Yeah.
That you would recommend for people to go and, you know, give it a shot. Go out there and give that a shot, man.
I mean, right on the spot. Come on. Teddy's Barbecue for sure.
Okay, right.
I would say GW's in San Juan is top notch as well.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Vargas Barbecue in Edinburgh, Texas. I mean, that's some really good stuff. Right there. Tyson 3.
All right. Tyson 3. He didn't put them in order, though.
So yeah,
No particular order. No particular order. Yeah, man. I mean, so doing the bar, like Quez was saying, the barbecue thing, it's very big here in Texas. It should be on the damn Texas flag, a barbecue pit at least.
Yeah. That's what Texas is.
Texas is all about barbecue, sure, man. Barbecue, man. Through the years, I mean, growing up, your dad or your uncles or your mom or your aunts, the cookouts start. Did you look forward to those? When they would start cooking up the prende el bote, oh no, let's go. You know, of course there's beer involved. But prende el bote, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, what was your reaction?
It just, when I do it now, it just brings back memories, you know, from being a kid and enjoying it as a kid, enjoying family time, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it was a time when you knew we were gonna eat good. We were going to have some good fajitas, some good chicken, and Mountain Dew. That's one thing I relate Mountain Dew with. Carne asada. We used to drink a lot of Mountain Dew with our carne asada. Yeah, man.
Wow.
And it just brings me back to that, especially now that I have my kids enjoying it, you know. And I don't think he's watching, pero my tío Mando would make some really good chicken. So at one point he used to live with us, and I remember coming home from like junior high or whatever, and ya estaba mi tío Mando y haciendo el pollito. Oh, man, that's so good.
956 Business Review says barbecue at Tejano Music. Barbecue and guns.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? We see barbecue and Tejano Music. Yeah, that's a big.
Dice puro big red.
Puro pinche big red.
Puro pinche big red con barbacoa, bro.
No, hombre, caíte la boca. And he said, look at that. What's going on? Comic menu, man. Shout out to everybody that's commenting today on the podcast. Man. Thank you very much for watching. Yeah, bro, but like I said, so your uncle was the chef.
El pollito de mi tío Mando, yeah. And every now and then they'll come over and I get nervous when he tries my chicken.
Oh, it's like what's his name? The gentleman
Godfather.
Nombre, ¿cómo se llama? Hell's Kitchen.
Gordon Ramsay.
This is shit.
Arnulfo Daniel Segovia se puro pinche fork it.
Puro pinche fork it.
The comic menu. These guys make me go broke. Always making me hungry.
Oh, I recognize the comic menu.
Hugo Camino from straight out of
Shout out to
the company. Hey, Gamino, another great guy right here, man.
Good friend of ours.
Good friend. He's a great gourmet chef, I believe. Yes. Oh, gourmet chef. Great gourmet chef.
Catches reels, man.
Yes, yes, nice. Yes. Very awesome. And also got, wow, we get a lot of comments today. Love this TikTok. Keep killing, bro. I'm always hungry.
Music and Beyond podcast.
Appreciate it.
The TikToks. Keep killing, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, like I said, that video that I just showed right now, man. I mean, when I first saw that, we're lying in bed. My wife and I, she was watching a show. I was working on my iPad. And she goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm setting up the commercial. You know, I want to get something on the show to represent what my husband coming in with. And I want to show, you know, what he's all about, you know." And he goes, "Okay." And then she starts seeing the video with me and she's like, "Turn it off." I go, "Why?" "I'm getting hungry." It was like about 11 o'clock at night, bro. Yeah. Like, damn, bro. But those, like I said, tripas is like a delicacy, bro.
Yeah,
it's a delicacy, and to find the people that know how to make it right on the money. My dad makes great tripas. I'm not gonna lie, he makes great tripas. My suegro makes great tripas also. He makes them crunchy. But the one you were showing that last night, well, the one I saw last night, the recent video you released,
yeah,
that one, the one we just saw right on the beginning of the podcast, that is the crunch. You could hear the crunch.
It is on that. Amazing.
Now, when you do your tripas, when you make your tripas, my dad doesn't do. Our dad doesn't do that, but my suegro does. He intends to add mustard to the tripas.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you ever tried that before.
Never. I've actually never made tripas myself.
Really?
Never. No. Not yet.
You should start. Yeah. We're getting to meet
956 Business Reviews. Support local businesses.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Shout out 956 Business Reviews. The comic menu.
So I always go where Forky recommends. But last weekend I went to Buzz Bull Creamery, Wesco, Texas.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute, buddy.
Yeah, go check that out. 956 Business Reviews.
Yeah, there you go.
You to the 956 Business Reviews, making me hungry. I'm never going to get in shape.
Hey, Mato, circle's a shape, way. Circle is a shape, okay? Watch out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going for the circle look. But no, bro, so go Forky. There you go. Yeah, that's it. It's stuck.
I'm sorry, bro. It's Forky, bro. It's Forky.
That's right.
Forky.
And then he goes, here's a question. This is Forky.
What's Forky's favorite food?
Oh, damn.
There you go.
Something I could eat every day. I would say I could eat pizza every day, man.
I could
eat pizza. Could also eat carne guisada con arroz, dude. I could eat that every day too. So
the comic menu, when I'm around, I can always do a 360. When I'm around,
I can always do a 360. We're almost there. So your favorite food would be that. I mean, as far as dining places, when you go to these most of them are all mom and pop shops to, right?
Yeah.
Do you rate them on your? Not really.
There's a bit of a misconception with my content. Like a lot of people will call it a review, but it's not really a review. They're more like features, you know. Some people even get mad because they're like, "Man, like you never post anything bad."
Right.
Well, I like everyone else, I have bad experiences.
Right.
But rather than shit on a local business, I just don't post it. You know, if I don't have anything good to say, I'm not going to post it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Best way.
And I have before, and it sucks, dude. Like time, a business I won't mention anymore, but I had a crazy negative experience, and they had no idea who I was or anything like that. I think she was the owner. She was just in a bad mood because she was being super rude to me and my family.
Oh, wow.
And then she got into it with a customer that walked in.
Almost.
And they started yelling at each other and stuff. So I was like, okay, this lady is on a power trip or something. And I did post about it, right? And we actually liked the food and everything. It was just the treatment was terrible, yeah. And then people went at it in the comments, people defending the business, and then people that had – mostly it was people that also had negative experiences.
Right.
So it was just a lot of negativity in the comments. So I was like, okay, I don't want this kind of energy in my content. So
right.
Now if – it still happens. I'll go somewhere, and if the food is just not good, I'll stop filming or right. whatever. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go and pop these up there.
Number six, business reviews. Migas is another group.
There you go.
Burgers or tacos for breakfast, Porky?
Burgers or tacos?
Burgers or tacos for
tacos.
Breakfast?
Tacos. Hell yeah.
What's up, bros? This is Gilbert Saldana.
What's up? What's going on, man? Six
business reviews. What's I don't up? Like hurting local businesses. That's nobody right. does.
Nobody
Music
does.
Music and Beyond podcast. It was Whataburger. It sucks. The comic menu. We should do a collab just with everyone here. You're hurting my pockets, he said. The comic
yeah, that's the way to say it right there, Gilbert. No pain, no gain.
Beefcake. Now, if I say businesses, we are here to help.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, sure. That's so cool about some of these great people who do blogs about food and all that, but also that go like to like certain stores and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I admire those guys, man, because not many people know about the little hidden gems in a lot of cities. Yeah. You know, and in your case, you're going out and doing the barbecue thing or the food thing, you know, and going out there and showing it and posting it like that.
For sure.
That's what's kick ass, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I try to do it now more than ever, like try to find little spots that you would only know if you grew up there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And recently I went to this one in Brownsville. I forgot how I even found it, but it's this. I think it's called Motas Tacos in Brownsville. Oh. And I forgot how I found it, but I ended up there and I posted it, and a lot of people connected with it because people from Brownsville have been eating there forever.
Right.
People that would go as kids now go with their kids. Like stuff like that. I love stuff like that. When people put in the comments, like when they connect with the content and it brings back memories, dude, I love all that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of comments coming in. Got Madison, what's up, my friend Madison? I'm sorry, did you just say Whataburger sucks?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't Porky. The comic menu. Oh, I have a question to everyone. I'm going to Costco this weekend, so what recommendations do y'all have for me?
Okay, now we're doing shopping lists.
To eat at.
Oh, okay. All right, and I got one here from 956 Business.
Music. I said that 956 Business Reviews. I got nothing but love and respect for
Fork. Hey, thanks, man. Gilbert appreciate Saldana, it.
Two bites are better than one.
Yeah. Wow, you're getting a lot of people. Thank you for commenting, guys.
Yeah, great. For sure. And you know what? Content. Some of them are actually active commenters on my content. So shout out to 956 Business Reviews. I think I've seen like a couple of his stickers at. I think one of them was Los Casos. I think that's where I saw one of the stickers. Y el otro era comic. What's it called?
Comic menu.
Comic menu. Yeah. I've seen. I don't know.
La Guerra in Brownsville is so good.
Oh, La Guerra.
La Guerra in Brownsville. I haven't been there.
Oh, I'm looking for Daniel Segovia. In and out is better than Whataburger.
Trolling. Hey.
Trolling.
How do I
block this
guy? Shout out to Dan, man.
Hey, that's the homie Dan. Shout out to Dan. Segovia Alvarado. Love the video, Fork. Keep up the good work.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate
Music
it.
Music and Beyond podcast. Their burgers is so good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Over at the La Guerra, right?
La Guerra.
La Guerra.
Oh, I think it's La Guerra.
La Guerra.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I have been there.
My bad.
I have been there.
Damn, white Mexican.
I'm sorry.
I tried.
Yeah, they're good and cheap.
Yeah, dude, no, but that's cool, man. I mean, like I said before, I admire those people that go to the mom and pop shops, man, because not many people do it, and not many people have time for it. And not only they got people like me that, you know, surf through Facebook, Instagram, through TikTok, and something like that locally pops up, and he goes, "Hey, new store here in Alamo, selling little gift memorabilia or something like that." You know, and you're like, "Where the hell is this place?"
At times, I do reviews too, but I normally just go to the mom and pop stores.
Okay,
you know, just because it's more of a win-win because I'm helping them
for sure
get more, you know, promo.
Yeah,
it's easy, it's free promo. And it's just like probably like you find hidden gems sometime, man.
Yeah, I think that's for awesome. Sure.
Okay, they're putting you on the spot here, bro. They're putting Fork It. And he goes, "Are you Team Whataburger or are you Team In-N-Out?" And then I got one more here. It says five guys. It's better than In-N-Out.
You mean Five Guys Burgers?
Five guys burger fries.
You got to be specific. You gotta be specific. There's a big difference.
You just said Five Guys. I don't know. I'll take the In-N-Out. Shit, I don't know about Five Guys.
That just messed up the way it's worded.
Yeah.
Five guys In-N-Out. That just didn't even sound right. Porky was laughing, dude.
No,
Five guys burgers?
I got to go, guys.
I think we're cutting the podcast short today, guys. Thanks for coming in for this.
Music and beyond. My aunt is opening a place soon in San Benito.
Ooh, there you go.
San Benito needs more local business for sure.
Yes, for some reason, you drive by, you blink, that's it, you're out. You know, I don't know why. I mean, the only thing I see in San Benito when I drive by is probably like what's it called? It's the Harley Davidson shop. That's the only thing. Oh, here we go.
Cowboys or 49ers?
Here we go. Let's not go into the football thing here, guys. Come on.
Let's not start shit now.
Let's not start shit right now. We'll do it in the second half of the podcast.
Gilbert Saldana. This is also a hidden gem.
Yes,
Starlight Burgers.
Starlight. Oh, yeah.
The chicken is amazing.
I went to the one in McAllen. On 23rd.
Oh my god, dude.
But then everybody's like, oh, you gotta go to this one. No, you gotta go to the other one.
Yes, because it's different. Because I don't like the
cooks. It all depends on the cooks.
It's all family, but I think it's like different siblings or something like that.
Rio Grande City. There's one in Rio Grande City.
That one got mentioned
perfect.
Too. See.
Perfect, dude.
Okay, here's one from
I love going to places that y'all recommend and let them know y'all recommend me.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I did get a shout out from Vidi, all from the Buzz Bull Creamery, saying thank you, man. Man, I appreciate you going out there.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Oh my god.
After halftime. Oh yeah. Go Patriots. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody say go Patriots.
That would be music and beyond podcast. I know that for a fact. Angelica,
what's good? How you been? Cowboys while having water burgers.
Never mind.
Angelica.
I'm staying out of that conversation. I'm not even gonna say
I'm only gonna say one thing.
Oh, here we go.
You started it.
Yeah.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, here we
That's
go.
That's all I gotta say. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Just blur out your team, buddy, because we can just get this out on the board already.
No. Go Lakers.
All right. I'm going for the Houston Lakers.
Sí. No, hombre, ya no más falta que me pregunten who I'm going to vote for.
No.
Music and beyond.
Damn. Oh, my gosh. But no, bro, is there any in particular – one in particular favorite? I mean, there's always one favorite that you know when you go, it's going to be memorable. It's going to be a great meal. You can't wait. Your mouth waters as soon as you walk into the place, man.
I mean, okay. So it's not just one, right? And the thing is, whenever I go out and I'm going to go eat, like, it's always usually – like, I'm going to go make content, right?
Right.
So I try not to repeat that much because I got to go out and make new content, right? So if you see more than one video, that usually can tell, like, the places that, like, ooh, I really love this place so much that I'll sacrifice not making new content to just making another video at the same place, right?
Right, right.
So some of the ones that I've made multiple videos is well, shout out to Analis Taqueria. I don't know if you all have been there or if you guys have heard of it.
No.
Analis Taqueria, she's in Mission.
Okay. All right.
And she's like 24, 25. She's super young.
Oh, wow. No.
And she actually just won James Beard Award in Chicago. She got nominated and she was a finalist for Best Chef in Texas.
Hey, wow.
And we were actually fortunate enough to accompany her to Chicago to the awards, and she actually won a James Beard Award. It's like an Oscar, but of the food world. You know what I mean? Wow. So it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And her food never lets you down. It's amazing. She grinds like her maíz to make the tortillas y todo. It's a really, really cool spot in Mission. So that's one.
Nice.
Tacos El Plebe is another one. You guys got one this year, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Khan's Grill.
Yeah, they always talk about that.
Yeah, dude. That place is pretty dope. Where is it?
It's right next to Khan's, dude.
Off the expressway.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, true.
That place is good.
A lot of good stuff about that place.
Yeah, good tacos, good drinks. The vibe is pretty badass.
Yeah. Oh, now you're, I know what you're talking about.
Teddy's is always gonna smack in Wesico, Wesico, Texas. Teddy's barbecue,
right?
To name a few. I mean, there's a few more. So no se sientan if I didn't mention you guys.
956 Business Reviews. He said, fork it. Trump or Kamala?
We don't need that. We don't need that here.
Puro pinche Pedro for president.
No, man. Pedro, I'll vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
Vote for Pedro.
Oh, my God. The comic menu, you're his favorite.
Yeah.
Don't. Ana.
No, there you go. There you go.
Let's see. Ana Liz Taqueria.
Oh, Ana Liz Taqueria is another.
You'll have to check that one out.
She needs to be
celebrated more because it's a big deal what she was able to accomplish. She put the valley on the map, and it was pretty awesome that she was giving her speech, and she first started reading off her phone like her English speech. Mm-hmm. Halfway through, she just started doing it in Spanish, and everybody just kind of lost it. It was such a crazy moment, like representing the RGB, like in a super badass way.
Right.
Yeah. Hernandez and San Benito won the best barbacoa in the valley. It's so good.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Tacos Locos? Dice Gilbert Saldana.
Yeah, that's another.
I recommend Buena Vida Mexican cuisine.
Oh, yeah, in Mission. Yeah. I was there, I think, towards the beginning of the year, and it's pretty awesome.
956 Business Reviews, just starting drama.
Trying to spice things up.
Zachary Sanchez, what's up, guys?
There you go. There you go, man. But, yeah, man, I mean, there's so many restaurants that I've driven through towns, man. I want to step into it. But, you know, you're just kind of like, oh. Iffy. Like going there, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Am I gonna walk out with a bug? Is the first gonna be bad? Is the food gonna be good enough? You know, and
but
like
that's a risk I'm willing to take.
I know it's a risk that anybody's willing to take. I mean, but when you got people like Ismael here doing his fork it blogs, man. I mean, it helps a lot because I mean, if one person that likes to eat, that constantly eats everywhere as much as he can to spread the word of all the mom and pops, you know,
sacrificing my body for you guys.
Sacrificing my body. My wife understands.
Zachary Sanchez, they say fork it. We just tried Morning Glory in Brownsville.
Oh, nice.
Music and Beyond podcast. Who would win in a fight? Fork it. Or 956.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's not
get there. Come
lover, on. Lover, not a fighter.
Hey, check it out, Crazy Eyes. All right, let's take it easy. All right.
Put a drama.
No, man, but that's great, man. Like I said, without your blogs, there's a lot of people that, you know, wouldn't find those hidden gems in any little towns. I mean, as far as like cities wise, where do you roam most? I mean,
mostly McAllen, porque it's usually where I'm around and it's closest to where I work, right? Well, I do photography for several clients, but a lot of my work revolves in McAllen.
Okay.
I've been hitting up Brownsville también bastante and trying to kind of, I guess, expand to that side a little bit more, you know, and trying to reach Rio Grande a little bit more before the year ends también. Right. So trying to really kind of spread out, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because sometimes people get mad. They're like, hey, man, you're always in McAllen. You're always in Mission. So. Yeah,
thank you, man. Well, like I said before, it's really good to have people like that.
Gilbert Saldana, more restaurants and used cars in RGB.
This is true.
comic man, you gotta go, guys. My show starts up in a bit. Need to support, but hit me up, Mark or Ismael. Need to connect. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
And then comic menu, I need both of them.
You need to rephrase the word "beat both of them," dude, because. That's just wrong.
Music can be on podcast. Reply to Gilbert Saldana soon. It'll be car washes.
Oh, man. There's too many, bro. There's too many
car washes. Taqueria 501. Fork it. Taqueria 501.
Oh, Taqueria 501. That's I think that's one of my favorite videos that I've done.
Right.
It was sometime around this time last year, I think. It was summer of last year, and quick little story.
Yeah, go for it. It's all good.
So a couple of people had been recommending that place. I finally dropped in, and this is one of the coolest parts of doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped in. They had no idea who I was. I just went to a corner and started getting lunch. At that time, my son had just been born, and yeah, my son had just been born. So he was in the hospital for about 5 weeks because he was born premature. So it was a super emotional time for us. Yeah. And I think I had just come from the hospital and I was just trying to get lunch before going back. Mm-hmm. And so me fui ahí un rinconcito, the taqueria was empty. And then they brought out my food. I was like, damn, this looks pretty good. So I started filming it. And I ordered like a little mini trompo.
Okay.
And it looks so cool. I was like, okay, I think people are going to like something like this. It looks mm-hmm. trendy. It's really good. The service was great. And again, they had no idea who I was. And me fui. And I never posted the video, right? Like, I think a couple of months went by and I was like, oh, damn, I got that video. I need to put it out.
Right.
Y lo saqué. And they started getting like so many people come in to try
their food. There you go. There you go.
And they reached out to me through Instagram, like thanking me because they have gotten like so many new clients because of it. And it's happened with several businesses where they reach out because of the increasing of customers they get, yeah. right? And that's kind of like the icing on the cake, you know, that right. you get to help put money like in their pockets. Yeah. You get to help yeah. somebody out, you know, because they're
exactly.
a local business owner is like you and me. Like they're just trying to put food on the table exactly. for their kids. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
And to be able to do that in a big way, it's awesome. Badass, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Zachary Sanchez. I am Zachary Sanchez, retailer. If you need anything, don't hesitate. Here to help.
I need a whole brand new studio. That's what I need.
Chris Tamez.
Oh, God. Hold on. Go ahead and say it, bro.
What's up, my nugget? 956
friend business, of mine, dude.
956 business reviews. The gas is expensive a la verga.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Zachary Sanchez, yeah. Good night, y'all. That, the comic man, you replied to Taqueria 501. Heard y'all had good food.
Okay, here's the main one right here before we go.
I have a confession to make. They said 956 business reviews.
Well, give it to me after we promote our all our great sponsors. Man, let me go and kick it up real quick. First of all, let's kick it off with the Rabbit Hole located in Palmview on North Huddle Road. Huddle Road? No, La Homa Road. La Homa Road. Why is it Hunter? Donna. Donna, that's a Donna, bro. This is in Palmview. This is in La Homa Road. Give them a call at 956-599-01034. Your adult beverages, adult novelties. Also, you got smoke up there, and you also have, on top of that, you have, what the hell are you doing? It's freaking me out, man. Tattoo Parlor Shop kits, man. If you want to start up tattooing, you want to give these guys a call, get everything you can. I know they are closing soon. We're helping them out as much as we can. Everything must go pretty much on their end. But, guys, great sponsors of the podcast for so many years. We really appreciate you guys. Also, Anotos Construction. Guys, give these guys a call. They do residential, commercial, renovations. Great craftsmanship, man. They've been doing business left and right up and down the valley and up in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Give them a call at 956-363-7195. Let them know Chewing New sent you, man. They'll hook you up with a great deal. Great group of guys, man. Real good at their work, and they're fast. That's what you want. And license on top of that. Here's what I'm talking about right here, Ismael. The place you got to go check out called Buzz Bull Creamery, located right down the street, 529 South Texas Boulevard.
Right down the street.
Wesico, Texas. Give them a call at 956.
Here.
Right down this way.
Is that like alcoholic ice cream?
99-8-25-41 infused
alcohol.
Liquor.
I want liquor, yeah.
Ice cream. You cannot go wrong. Tell Vidi, man. Vidi will hook it up.
They got like the non-buzz ice cream.
They got non-buzz. They got your coffee, you got your milkshake, and you got ice cream.
Dope.
So you can go check that out after the podcast. Please do me a favor. Do not drink your shake on the way home because it does have alcohol in it. So just be very, very careful. Let Vinny know we sent you out there, and she'll gladly help you up like she did with Comic View. Also, big shout out to Lalito in Edinburgh, Texas. Press Start Gaming. Buy, sell, trade. Oh, cool. Cash money for your video games and also repair your consoles. Give them a call at 956-215-6254. Located in Edinburgh, Texas. 521 South Klausner Boulevard, Unit B.
Lalo.
Lalito.
Lalito?
Lalito.
Not Lalo.
Oh, you call him Lalo.
I call him Lalo, estás malo.
Ahí está, ya dijo. Give Lalo a call, man. They got some great stuff out there. Also brings out a lot of voice actors, man. Celebrities coming down to his shop. Help him out, man. Local businesses, that's what we're all about. give them a call, head out there and see what he got for sale, man. He got some good stuff. And last but not least, Triple J Plumbing, an official licensed plumber who takes care of residential plumbing for you, all types of plumbing. These guys are down to earth, real good prices. They always come by and see me almost every other day at my shop, at the shop where I work at. And I call it my shop because I work there. But give them a call at call Juan at 956-584-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. Remember, guys, your crap is their bread and butter.
I'd rather call, I'd call Juan.
Juan? Who's Juan?
You should call Juan.
Juan.
I'd rather call Juan than Jerry.
Why?
I'd rather have a Mexican fix
it. Oh, my God. Let it go. Let it go.
I'm just saying.
Big shout out to all our sponsors, man. So we're back talking to Mr. Forky, the Forky guy, or now all you know as Forky.
Yeah, it's better than forklift. I've heard forklift before.
I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Where's the camera?
No, right there.
Zoom in.
Hold on. Let me get Joe here. There you go. There you go.
I apologize, Forky. I'm sorry.
Please don't
apologize. If this continues on and they see Forky, I'm sorry.
Please don't throw a tamale at me. Sorry, bro. Or maybe just do. But okay, here's the confession from 956 Business. Here you go.
I've never been to Stark County. What's good over there?
Oh, I know.
Gilbert Saldana, he said Piggy Wiggly.
The Piggly Wiggly. But no, man. But I'm going to switch gears a little bit here because I know our buddy Chu was not here with us today. So he had a... supposedly told me he's going to send pictures about a doctor appointment. Whoa. So I'm going to go ahead and toss him out there for you guys, just to let you know where he's at. He sent me one where he's actually driving to his appointment out there.
Look at that guy.
You know, he's going, look at that guy, man. Look, he's so happy going to the doctor's appointment. And then he sent me another picture where he's actually getting into the actual therapy itself, you know.
Hope they throw
and
him
then, you know, the well, I don't know what he's getting done. He just told me it was something important. And unfortunately, well... that picture says it all, ladies and gentlemen. God, I hope you're doing good, Chu. We'll see you next week, man.
Is that a finger in his face?
Yeah, I think that's how far the doctor got the finger up in there. Chu, nothing but love for you, buddy. Hope you feel better. That's a beautiful picture, by the way. But
that's a fucked up picture, dude.
Fork is like, now that's forking it.
That's what you call colonoscopy.
There you go. Good words of advice. Don't clinch.
Relax.
Relax. This ain't Freddie.
Damn, it coaster. A coaster.
Jesus. There he is, man, right there. Oh, my
God. And Helicopters. Oh, my.
Wow. Oh. Do it like the gentleman from Star Trek. Oh, my. Oh, my gosh. But big news that's been coming out all over nationwide news. Did you watch the Olympics?
Yeah.
Did you watch?
Are you talking about
if you watch the Olympics, did you watch
it?
I
don't know what you're referring to. Mostly the girl that does breakdancing.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today because this is the most interesting
fucking dopest shit ever.
Hold on. Come on. Work with me, baby. Go on. But she's hijacking my thing here. Hold on.
Then right if I say emotional damage.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Are you serious?
I don't know whether to call 911. what in the hell is going on here?
Let him dance, dude. Let him dance.
There was some dead air there for a minute. But
let him dance, dude.
Oh, my God. Look at that!
She's doing the dinosaur.
I don't get that. I don't get that. And she came out and report also. Let's see how the log here is right here. She says her name is Rachel
Reagan.
Reagan. Well, that's her street name.
Wax on, wax off, wax and Gilbert. Don't do drugs, kids. It's an epidemic business.
Don't do drugs.
I dance like that all the time and get the cops called on me. And now it's on the Olympic. Yeah, wait, you need to compete,
You didn't go and compete, bro. But supposedly she was there to give everybody a good time. She was positive about her being there, glad she was able to bring some joy into their lives. And that's what she hoped for. Then on top of that, she goes, I didn't realize... as far as the whole the whole dancing thing, everybody get lashed out of her, bro.
Everybody was in shock. When the fuck did this happen?
This was during the Olympics, bro.
That's you know what I'm saying? When the crazy. Fuck was fucking breakdancing a fucking event?
It was actually introduced just recently into the Olympics. And supposedly the way it went is that she got picked. Only reason she, well, they're saying the only reason she got allegedly. Picked is the legend says. Yeah. Allegedly says that she got picked because the husband was supposedly having an affair with the lady who was taking the actual breakdancers in. If you go and look for the actual breakdancers that were going into this competition, amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
Human floor buffer, these things.
Human floor buffer. That's yeah, crazy. Dude, it's crazy, man.
What and, no, and nobody knows their names. Nobody knows who won. Like, all we know is
USA girl. USA. All we know is USA
so
won.
We're gonna have to watch. You got served every fucking Olympics.
Pretty much. Oh,
damn, I think this was the first and last time they're gonna do.
Do you think so?
That's well, what. That's
know,
what I heard.
You know what's coming? You know the Olympics is gonna be in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's coming to
you
the
know
US.
What's gonna come? You know the what's coming to the Olympics, right?
What?
Flag football,
man. It has to come in. Bro.
No, they already have it a commercial.
It really,
oh, yeah. Who,
you, it's know, about you know, freaking time.
You know, who comes out in the commercial.
Oh my God, who did?
Do you know who comes out? Zoom in.
Oh God, Jesus
zoom in.
Christ. I'm sorry. My
zoom in.
It's all good.
Here we
you
go.
You know who comes out in the commercial? Jalen fucking Hurts. Dude.
Oh my God. Why, dude? Tell him who Jalen fucking Hurts plays for, buddy.
For the Philadelphia fucking Eagles.
Oh That's my right. God, get over it. Get over it. Oh, see, now you killed the camera on my buddy over
Steve
there.
Steve Irwin is pissed off right now.
Chingao. Are you still got video on that side?
Yeah.
No, there's no video on my side, but you can still see us?
I can see you guys.
Okay.
I can see myself.
Guys, please let me know if you can still see Fork it on his side, because for some reason, Eric's, Quez talking his crap over here.
I kicked
him out.
Are you sure? Did you plug it
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I plugged it right. There we go. Put that back in. Now I'm going to have to reset over there. But yeah, man, go continue on the whole flag football. Let us know what's going on, man.
That's all I can say, dude. The flag football is coming next 5 years? When's the Olympics?
Next 4 years?
4 years. Yeah. I was surprised that they made a commercial for that. I was like, what the hell? But the thing is, I feel that they started off the way they started off basketball. Not have the pros yet.
Yeah, and just like colleges or yeah. whatever.
So, and there's already football players wanting to join in and stuff. CeeDee Lamb has reached out. Mika Parsons as well. They all want to play, man.
What other countries have like...
not many football leagues. That's the thing.
China.
But the thing is that they've been trying to get actual football into the actual Olympics.
Yeah.
But supposedly there's not enough countries to actually, I guess, hold a team or something. I don't know.
Costa, he's focused like John Cena. They can't see him. 956 business, 4 years in LA. Yeah, man.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
That's gonna be awesome. Yeah. Go to Olympics.
We should try. We should try going to the Olympics. I mean, if consider the fact, how many years? 4 years?
Every four years.
Consider the fact, would you be willing to travel to LA? Because you know there's a lot of foreigners that come in and bring all their shops over here and probably set up some crazy food menus.
That's right.
Would you willing to go out there and check that out?
Hell yeah.
Vendors galore, dude.
Yeah, dude. They got that Olympic Village, supposedly. Yeah, the Olympic Village. And they have from every around the world, you know, availability to whatever you want to eat.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
You only imagine what Thailand's bringing.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but it would be something interesting to have someone from the RGB or someone yourself or anybody that's down here that has a chance to go out there and do a vlog up there. I'd be crazy.
This is an important question for you, sir.
Oh, here you go.
Fork it. Bronco 956 or Tronco 956?
Hey, Bronco 956 all the way.
Bro, it's like saying Spider-Man or Venom, bro.
Shit. I was going to say something horrible. I'm not going to say it, dude.
Spider-Man.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, bro. Oh, my gosh. So we talked about restaurants. It was, as we said earlier, growing up, what was your go-to place, man? What was the one? I mean, your parents, hey, let's go. We're going to go over here. You would get all that. Don't say Funtime Pizza, because I know you say Funtime Pizza, you know, because you are a pizza guy.
Yeah.
You are a pizza guy.
No, not Funtime Pizza.
Best pizza.
You know what? There used to be this little hamburger stand on South Cage. Oh. It's where I don't know if you guys are familiar with the area there in Las Milpas. You know where Junior's Express is?
Yes.
Not the big Junior's, but the Junior's Express. Yeah. Bueno, that used to be Junior's. Before they made this big one on the other side, and in their parking lot, there used to be this little hamburger stand, and they were like $1 burgers. Ooh. It was what we could afford. You know what I mean? That's probably where we ate at the most. Y luego cuando había más, pues we'd go to McDonald's or whatever, right? But that's the spot where we would go to. Right. Mimas, it was called. Awesome. Mimas Burger. Yeah.
And Costa. Oh, dude, this right here. It's the Mexican idea.
They should have Fork It, One Mac Click, Se La Come, and 956 Reviews.
Those are two different people, by the way.
Oh, really?
956 Se La Come is
I'm sorry.
Is somebody
one
else.
One Mac Click, comma, Se La Come, and 956 Reviews.
Go to the Olympics. Are you all familiar with this content? 956 Se La Come.
Oh, it's 956 Se La Come.
See, that's his full name.
My bad. No, I was like, I know One Man Click, I see it. But I was like, maybe that was his full name, One Man Click Se La Come. Anyway, One Man Click. Hey, OMC, I'm sorry, bro.
No.
Fucking stop. Anyway, I'm off today, dude. 956 businesses put a pizza.
No, hombre.
That's what it says. One man clicks it.
That's because there's no commas.
English way. Come on, bro.
This is the guy who does my comments.
Ernie Acosta, I don't use that shit.
You three should go out there and make an Avengers
foodie thing. Adventure.
The food Avengers assemble, and then just pop out a fork, a knife, and a spoon, and go. You go to the Olympics and go check that. I don't use punctuation.
Well, I didn't know. One Man Click. Shit. But that was like title of his eating video. Wait,
dude, this is going on the reel for sure, bro. This is coming out of the reel.
OMC, I'm sorry, Wade. I
OMC,
much respect to that guy.
Reach out to us, and we're glad to have you on the podcast to retaliate against this punk man. Oh my god, I'm bringing my gloves. There you go. See, now you got pissed at 956 Business Review, dude.
Sorry about that.
La
Guerra, La Guerra.
So it was a burger place. That was over in Las Milpas, you said, right?
Yeah, Mima's Burger.
Mima's Burgers. Wow, man.
Have you ever been in Dallas?
I have.
What burger place?
In Donna, uno que se llama.
Here we go. Here, bro. If you say this guy's gonna get a hard on from you don't know where, bro.
Maybe I shouldn't say it. Maybe I won't say it. McDonald's.
Nah.
Nombre. It's called. A girl's name.
Berta.
No.
Gonzalez Burgers.
No, but that's one I need to go to.
Haley's. Look, okay.
All right. Here we go.
It's good.
I've never eaten that. I've never tried it.
I tried the King James Burger. It's pretty good. But
was it a flop? Where's my rim shot here?
I recommend you go to Gonzalez Burger.
Gonzalez. They're seasonal, right?
Yeah, they should be opening, I think, by next week.
Man, every year I'm like, this is the year where I'm going to go.
Only during the school year. And once school year finishes, that's it.
Okay. Yes.
You got to try them out.
There's time. Yeah, I got to go. I will.
You got the whole school year to get there, bro.
If I say Luna's Burgers is fire.
Luna's Burgers. Never been there.
Hamburger Luna's? I know there's one called Hamburger
Luna's. Yeah. Where is that located?
Where is that?
I think it's like Mission, Palm View, por allá. I've never been, though. But I've heard nothing but good things about them.
Try that place out, man. It's better than what Sean said last time, Yum Yums. I've never been to Yum Yums.
I've been to Yum Yums. There's one in Mission. Yeah. I think there's two. I've been to one.
What do they serve there? Is it a burger?
It's burgers, pero it's like... I had one, como son de Mission. They have like the Mission Eagles burger or something like that.
Okay.
It's got like hot like Cheetos kind of and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know there's one I used to go when I used to work in that area over there. Marcos Burgers. That man, dude, that
pretty good.
They're bacon burger is the shit. And I was like, God damn, this is really good. But then again, I would just run across the street after that. If I, they were too full, I would run across and go to Chopsticks and go eat there. So
how is Chopsticks?
From the days I used to go, it's pretty good. Now, when they open, I mean, sorry, people watching Chopsticks.
So how long ago since you last went?
They go, oh, well, it's been a while. It's been a while. I'm not going to lie to you. But the when they opened one here in Westaco, down here on Texas Boulevard, further down south, I went to go check. Bro, it was not the same.
No.
I don't know whether, like I said, it could be, all depends on the cook. I mean, who's doing it. I mean, just for example, when I go to Shogun's, there's always that one cook that I want. It's Samuel Juanito. He's a great cook, bro.
And awesome Shogun cook. On 10th?
Shogun's? On 10th Street. Little old guy, short guy. Well, all of them wear the tall chef hats. But oh, he makes a mean teriyaki chicken and steak. Really good. I mean, every time he sees me, he goes, hey, go die. You're, like, he knows everybody, bro. Everybody.
Didn't they renovate there recently?
They renovated. They did, right? Yes, they did. They had to renovate because there was so much stuff, that a lot of space they were not using. Yeah, like a little sushi bar they had to, when you walk into the right hand side, it was like a sushi bar.
Yeah.
Never used it. It was always the other for lunch and dining in Amaz. So, but yeah, it's been a while. So I got to head it back out there, man. It was a great place to eat. Man, you're looking, you're giving me that look like, well.
We'll talk off camera.
Guys, we're going to shortcut this podcast short today. Guess what, dude? You've been eating cat.
I'm still freaking out what the fuck I said.
Se lo come. Man, I've never seen anybody. You know how, if you're in the studio, guys.
I read it like it was a text prompter, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
If you're in the studio, guys, from here, you can see my head turning red after I said that. So I'm a little scared right now, bro. And that's because there's a dim light underneath the camera. So, yeah, I'm scared now. Baby, we're never going over there again. But no, man. So as far as followers, man, on your what's the total amount of followers that are following you now? I mean, the last time I checked, it was a little over. I think it was a little
for
8 or 10. No, a little bit more now. No,
a ver,
something like that.
I think I know on TikTok is where I have more followers.
Okay,
at the moment it's like 70 something thousand.
Wow, that's awesome.
And yeah, thank you. And Instagram, I think it's like 30 something, and Facebook, I think I just hit like 29,000.
That's awesome, man.
But yeah, it's cool. I mean,
that's awesome, bro. The support.
I'm what's considered a micro influencer, but I appreciate everybody that's followed, everybody that shares, that comments. Like, my followers have like really like changed my life, right? You know, and I appreciate like everything they've done.
Do you ever get some of those followers that reach out to you and say, "Hey, man, when you release another video, or what are you doing? How come you haven't come out?" Or what?
De repente, see, I'll get. It gets really hard to follow up with messages. Pero de repente, there's a couple of weird ones there. No. I just keep going. But yeah, no. But I appreciate everybody that's been following me through the years. Si me ha tocado gente where I'll meet somebody and they're like, "Dude, I've been following you since you made like this video," and it'll be like a video from like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and it's wow, that's crazy.
Damn,
but yeah, I appreciate everybody for sure.
That's good. It's good to have the support behind you when you're doing content like that. Yeah. Now that being, like you said, a micro influencer. Yeah. I mean, yeah, for you to have that many followers on your Instagram and your TikTok and your that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. I mean, that's not even a fraction of what we have. Yeah, but we're still growing. We're still growing
for sure.
And how many years you've been doing this already?
Since like 2018.
Okay.
All right. Más o menos, around 2018.
So it was actually pre-pandemic, and then that's another
pre-pandemic
thing.
Pre-pandemic.
During the pandemic, knowing that you were releasing all these vlogs, would you stick to more like home cooking meals now?
You know what? During the pandemic, or right before the pandemic, it seemed like things were finally going my way, right?
Right, right.
We're like, oh man, like this is so cool. Like the channel's growing and this and that. And then the pandemic
hit.
So things kind of changed. Now I couldn't go to all these places that I wanted to visit, right?
Right.
So I reached out to a few places and I would pick up the food and film like from home.
Right.
But then TikTok started taking over, right? Mm-hmm. And I first downloaded it And it was just like the dances and like girls doing like routines or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, pues, what am I going to do on this app, right? And I erased it. And then like a year later, I came back to it. And I was like, okay, I guess I got to try this TikTok thing.
Right.
So I posted like a short little video and it got maybe like 300 views. I was like, all right, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Week later, I do it again, maybe like 600 views. So it kind of just started getting growing a little better. And then I did this one that got 10,000 views. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's less work than like the long play vlogs that I do for YouTube.
Right.
So let me try to focus on this TikTok thing and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then I started posting them on Instagram and Facebook and they started pushing the reels. Right. So it was like a little nice boom for my socials.
Right.
And plus I try to take advantage of it and just try to grow the brand. And now I'm trying to revive my YouTube channel, but it's just so time consuming editing like a 10-minute video versus a 1-minute video. You
right.
know?
All the but shorts. I've noticed that they're on YouTube with the short film.
They're called the shorts.
As long as you can go on YouTube.
YouTube is a minute.
Yeah, it's a minute.
Yeah.
As long as you can go on YouTube,
yeah,
is a minute. And, you know, and you get some honest response on that back. Yeah. On TikTok, you get your honest response on back on what's good and all that. But you get some of these people that puts, like advertisement and stuff like, what are you doing?
yeah. And as far as commenters, I think TikTok is where they're like a little more vicious, at least towards me.
Yeah.
I mean, I get negative comments everywhere, but mostly I think it's like TikTok.
You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, bro.
Yeah,
so, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It happens.
Yeah, a lot.
I had to learn that real quick. Yeah, aparte, pues, I'm like my biggest critiquer anyway, so they're not going to be worse than I am to be there, so
all in all, man, anything we can where can we catch all your social medias, man? Go ahead and blur them out, toss them out there so everybody knows
for
where
sure
to find you.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and now YouTube. I'm trying to post more, so you can just search Fork It everywhere and my beautiful face will pop up. And I'm trying to reach just more places around the valley. Definitely hit it. My goal was to hit up Brownsville more, and thankfully I'm able to do that. I'm actually going to be visiting like 3 different places this week, and trying to do more stuff for the valley. Harlingen is a place that Gassi I don't really go to that much, man. But I need to show Harlingen some love, find a few spots in San Benito, Rio Grande, just trying to spread it out more and just I guess feature more businesses and just show more love, you know.
Have you tried a place out in Harlingen called Glizzy's Food Hut?
No, I've heard of it though.
It's a hot dog little stand, small little hut. It's a diamond in the rough, man. Great. Oh, it went off again. Damn it. This is diamond in the rough. And you put it up here. It's a diamond in the rough, man. And it's a great little place, man. They serve crazy, crazy stuff, man.
Is it a truck?
It's actually a little hut, like a little house. It's a little house that they have put together, and it's a great little area, man. Mm-hmm. But the guy
and
who runs it.
This is Harlingen.
This is in Harlingen. Right off, close going to... I'm not sure if TSTC is still out there, right? Mm. Around that area. But if you're going towards that, you get off the expressway, you're going to turn left and just drive about maybe half a mile down. And you'll see it. Nope. It's all over. You go on Google, type in Glizzy's Food Hut.
Glizzy's.
Great, great hot dog place, awesome. Man. You will not regret it, bro. It's really, really good. Hold on 1 second. Damn, your thing's going off here, man. Your camera went off again.
So, I'm still here.
You can still hear you. But first thing I want to say, man, thank you so much for coming on the podcast,
Thank you.
I guess the podcast guys are not having their way with us today as far as camera work and everything, but we still got the voice, so that's good.
Can I plug one more thing?
Yeah, go for it, man. Plug it.
Okay. So, like I was saying before, all the support I've gotten, like it's brought me to where I am right now, and it's like all my followers have really changed my life, right? Mm-hmm. And they've allowed me to get so many cool opportunities. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm actually in the process of
I'm going to be doing a couple of videos for HEB.
Oh,
and
wow.
And that's like paid sponsorship. So, which is super cool. I've been wanting to do something with them like forever. I'm at HEB like 2 to 3 times a week. So I freaking love HEB, right? So now I actually get to do something for them. And it's going to be like a set of grilling videos.
Oh, and awesome, bro.
Just keep an eye. If y'all see them, hopefully y'all share or like or comment or just anything.
Well, now this is going to be televised commercial?
Or no, no, no. It's like short content.
Okay.
The TikTok and real stuff.
Cool,
so,
cool, man.
I'm going to be doing those pretty soon and hopefully gets a good response and they want to keep working with me. So
awesome, man. That's awesome. Thank you. Keep punching the gridiron, man. Get up there and do what you got to do, man. Represent 956, bro.
For sure.
Especially maybe probably end up seeing him do a couple of commercials for HB. It'd be awesome.
Ernie, what the hell, yeah, bro. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. No, man. But I do really appreciate you coming out, man.
Fucking Peacock, Eric likes glizzies. Peacock, get the fuck out of the chat. Yeah, Peacock.
This happens very rarely, is what I'll let you know. But, man, once again, thank you so much for coming to the podcast, man. Unfortunately, like I said, the camera went out. I guess
OMC Gonzalez, bro. Shouts out, homies.
Hell yes.
You got to say, I apologize. I know you're not here. You weren't here to hear it, bro. But when you rewind the fucking podcast, bro.
Say it for me. What did he say? What did he say?
Say it for me.
Hey, shout out to Leo.
Just rewind it like 10 minutes. Go back to the fucking comic way. If you're real good with your grammar, bro, you'll understand why I said it the way I said it. I didn't mean to say it like that, bro. All right?
It was my fault.
It was my fault. Peacock. Peacock. Get up, Peacock.
Anyways, guys, like I said, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you coming on the podcast, bro. I will gladly bring you up again after these HEB things happen.
Yeah.
Love to have you back and talk to you a little bit more about that, man. See how that's going.
Thank you.
But we finally got you on here, and unfortunately, the freaking camera keeps on going off on me. I'm gonna get this place
like
right
John Cena.
You
can't see him.
It's John Cena. Yeah, I can't see him.
Can't see him.
But I appreciate, man, coming out, man. And nothing but best of luck to you. And I hope you continue your success, man.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast for today.
It's just a fucking crazy ass one.
It's a pretty interesting one because it was lit today, buddy.
Yeah, well, it was lit, and it was Ernie's fault.
Yeah, you know who was really lit?
I'm just fucking with
you,
Ernie.
You know who was really lit?
Yeah.
This guy right here. This guy was really lit today.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Look at that finger. I can't believe
this. What's up, Ray Pettis?
Look at that sign. Everything's A-OK, Mr. Chuk.
A-OK. Oh, shit, bro. It looks like that fucking, that part on Wolverine and Deadpool where that girl's fucking reaching in his fucking.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's like barely like fucking in his face or something. Like, I don't know, bro.
Just leave it as it is.
I'll shut the fuck up. I'm already.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for watching us. Next week, our show will be on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. We have Michelle Garcia, the queen of El Fresco, of the shop that happens every third Thursday of the month. We'll be in our studio to talk about all the great stuff that's coming in for the next couple of months, man. So it's going to be really good, man. You got to come visit those frescoes more often, bro. Come visit those frescoes more often.
It was tasting the glizzies, bro.
Anyway.
Get off, Peacock.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. We will see you next week. Thank you for coming out. Forky.
Thank you for having me.
A.K.A. Forky.
I love it. I'm sorry, bro.
You just screwed the whole podcast up today, bro. And you want to be my wingman. We'll see you next week. Ready, 3, 2, 1. Latest game in a podcast where fun won't end.